Balancing that. But I do have four effects processors all generating harmonies at the moment. It doesn't really sound that any thicker to me. So I gotta play with it some. But we're going to start out with a couple of the songs that we closed with yesterday, and then I will do Your Mean One, Mr. Trump, to be hopefully ready for tomorrow when I have a gig. Anyway. Try pulling up my socks. I am stepping on wrong notes left and right here. Okay. Every night I say a prayer in the hopes that there's a heaven.
empty place inside. So afraid I've lost my faith. Show me the way. Show me the way. Take me tonight to the river and wash my illusions away.
Still trying to figure out some of the finer details here. In particular, let me see here. I ascend to all of these assorted harmony processors. Is that it? No, it's not. I'm trying to figure out what channel I am sending to them on. 5, 4. Is it 4? No. All right. Let's see. Okay. Well, that is interesting. So 4 is not one to bring down. 3, 2, 1. Okay, 1 is definitely not it. And left, right. Okay, where are... Okay, 12. Interesting. So there's a bunch of these that I clearly don't understand going on because... Oh, maybe the red light is a hint there. Okay, I'm still trying to figure this out. But there's a bunch of the mix selects where bringing down my fader brings me down in my headphones, which should right now be on left-right, I believe. Check. They seem to be. Okay, anyway. So my problem I'm having here is I don't want to be too hot for the harmony processors. I'm trying to avoid any distortion anywhere. But I also don't want to be too quiet in my headphones. The classic finding the perfect monitor mix. Every time I change anything, the monitor situation changes. And that's part of what I'm learning, I guess. Anyway, let's... play something. I will try some harmony on this one. If I can find. This land is your land. This land is my land. California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking a ribbon of highway, I saw above me and in the skyway, I saw below me a golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, I've roamed and rambled, and followed my footsteps in the sparkling sands of a diamond desert. And all around me, a voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. The sun came shining as I was strolling, the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The fog was lifting, a voice came chanting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking, I saw a sign there, and the sign that said there, no trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. Now that side was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. And the squares of the city, and the shadow of the steeple, near the relief office, I see my people. And some are grumbling, and some are wondering if this land's still made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. This land was made for you and me. So it occurred to me, in thinking about resource allocation systems, is almost certainly a glitch or bad design that would land Elon in the top income spot. Because he didn't contribute much. It's basically apparently the way to get the top income spot now is to gamble and be obnoxiously lucky. And I didn't say he didn't contribute anything. Obviously, he picked the right horse, and I'm sure that he did, in fact, contribute some to the, you know, design of, well, the Cybertruck. I wouldn't be too proud about that. But anyway, to the Teslas and SpaceX and whatnot. But my point is that it is a bug. That the person, when money equals power, that the person who ends up with the most money is the most ruthless, not the most skilled. I mean, I know other billionaires who I guarantee you contributed more to their billions than, even J.K. Rowling, as sad as I am about the whole turf thing, clearly contributed more. Dr. Nick clearly contributed more. You see my point here. It's a bug. And, you know, the people who are opposing, you know, taxation and all that on the ultra-rich, they're under the impression that this is a feature, that this desirable situation. This is not a desirable situation. These people will train wreck us because, A, they're not as smart as they think they are. They don't recognize the contribution of luck. And, B, apparently, they don't care about anybody but their friends.
Okay, so anyway, a little bit of Harry Chapin here.
Old John Joseph was a man with two first names. They left him in the railroad yard when they took away the trains. And only run a week comes a roaring down that line. So all he's got to worry about is time. I come by in the evening to hear about where he's been. He says, come on, sit down, kid, where should I begin? Starts telling me the stories, the glories of his past. But he always saves the story of his Corey for the last. He says, my Corey's coming, no more sad stories coming. Midnight, moonlight, morning glory's coming, aren't you, girl? Like I told you, when he holds you, she enfolds you in her world. He's quite surprised to find out all the places that he knew. So I asked the townsfolk if his stories were true. They said old John was born here, he's lived here all his life. He's never had a woman, let alone a wife. Very soon you'll find out, as you check around, that no one named Corey's ever lived in this town. I chided the old man, but the truth that I had heard, he smiled and said, reality is only just a word. Can't you see my Corey's coming? No more sad stories coming. Midnight, moonlight, morning glory's coming, aren't you, girl? Like I told you, when she holds you, she enfolds you in her world. I came by one evening, but he did not hear my shout. I looked in the wind, looked in the window.
A sharp six.
Window, and I saw the fire was out. When he would not wake up, I forced in the door, and I saw that old Don Joseph would tell stories no more. The scene at the graveyard, just the three of us were there, me and the grave digger. We heard the parson's prayer. He said, we need not grieve for this man, for we know that God cares. They put the cold dirt over him and left me on my own. When at last I looked up, I saw I was not alone. They said, if you're a relative, he had a peaceful end. That was when she said, my name's Corey. You can say I'm just a friend. Corey's coming. No more sad stories coming. My midnight, moonlight, morning glories coming, aren't you, girl? And like I told you, when she holds you, she enfolds you in her world. Story, and I'm glad you came tonight. See a busted down old railroad yard sure makes a lonely sight. You may wonder why I'd more young man would work out here alone. The job pays enough to keep some flesh on my bones. And I must confess I get to missing the old man a bit. There's one other reason I guess I could admit. Can't you see my Corey's coming? Sad stories coming. My midnight, moonlight, morning glories coming, aren't you, girl? And like he told me, when she holds me, she enfolds me in her world.
Thank you.
I like that song. I'm going to do this one even though I've got a long way to go on it, I am certain.
He was in a bind because he was way behind, so he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man playing on his piddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, if you didn't know it, but I'm a piddle player too, and if you care to take a dare, I'd make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. Better fiddle gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been. Johnny, rising up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Case and he said, "I'll start the show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. He pulled that bow across the strings and made an evil hiss. And a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son. Sit right down in that chair, let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Daddy, does your dog bite? No, child, no." Head, because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, you just come on back if you ever want to try again. I told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best that's ever been." And he played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Danny, will your dog bite? No, child, no." If I finally get that one down, it will be an interesting thing to behold, but that's going to take a while. But it's obviously it's intended to be a proficiency test song. So, all right, let me do a few of the other new ones.
dead man's town. For scripting truckers when I hit the ground. And like a dog that's been beat too much, till you spend half your life trying to cover it up now. Born in the USA, I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA, born in the USA. Got in a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hand. Sent me off to a foreign land, go and kill the yellow man. Born in the USA, I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA, I was born in the USA. Come back home to the refinery, me. Iron Man said it feels up to me. Good down to see my VA man said, son, don't you understand now? I had a brother at Kai San, fighting off the Viet Cong. They're still there, he's all gone. He had a woman he loved in Saigon. Had a picture of him in her arms. Down the shadow penitentiary, by the gas fires of the refinery, I'm 10 years burning down the road. Nowhere to go, ain't nowhere to go. Born in the USA, I was born in the USA. Born in the USA, I'm a long gone daddy in the USA. Born in the USA, born in the USA, born in the USA. I'm a cool rockin' daddy in the USA.
On the list of songs that I want to do that involve a repeating pattern, I'm reminded by this, I really would like to master Fast Car, which is a fast enough that we can fly away. Anyway, it's tricky in a couple of different ways, but it would be worth doing, and it's no longer outside of the range of things that I think I could do. All right, before I play too many more of these, let me go over here and play a couple of the songs from the gig. Just on the theory that it would be good for me not to suck too much tomorrow night. As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness, insanity, I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? Cause each time I feel like this inside, just one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Walk on through troubled times. My spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. So where are the strong ones? And who are the trusted? And where is the harmony? Sweet harmony.
time I feel it slipping away, just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Strong ones, and who are the trusted, and where is the harmony, sweet harmony? As each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me want to cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
That one should be easy enough. All right, here we go. Slide that over there. Ahem. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Wow. Okay, let's try that again. You're a mean one, Mr. Trump. You really are a heel. Like most of the Republican caucus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Trump. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a liar, Mr. Trump. Your words mean nothing at all. You claim to have won the election with unmitigated gall. I wouldn't vote for you with a 39 and a half a poll. You're a vile one, Mr. Trump. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Trump. Given the choice between the two of you, I'll take the seasick crocodile. Seasick crocodiles very rarely destroy countries. Fact. Rotter, Mr. Trump. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato, splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Trump. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. You nauseate me, Mr. Trump, with a nauseous super. Just think how Ivanka feels. You're a crooked jerky jockey. You drive a crooked horse, Mr. Trump. Your soul's an appalling dung heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up and dangled up doves. You'll have to imagine a guitar solo here. Mr. Trump, you're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks, your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Trump. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. All right. I think I'll get away with it. We will see, I guess. Can't say that every note was perfect, but it's okay. They seldom are. Let's do a little bit of from memory stuff here.
dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. Had to stop for the night. And she stood in the doorway of the mission bell, and I was saying to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell. And she lit up the candle and she showed me the way. There were horses down the corridor, thought I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California. What a lovely place, what a lovely face. In your room at the Hotel California, what a nice surprise. Bring your alibis. Mine is definitely twisted. She got a Mercedes Benz, oh yeah. She got a lot of pretty, pretty boys. She calls friends. How they dance in the courtyard, sweet summer sweat. Some dance to remember, some dance to forget. So I called up the captain, said, bring me my wine. And he said, we ain't had that spirit here since 1969. But still those horses are falling from far away. Wake you up in the middle of the night just to hear them say, welcome to the Hotel California. What a lovely place, what a lovely face. Plenty of room at the Hotel California. What a nice surprise. Bring your alibis. Mirrors on the ceiling, pink champagne on ice. And she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their steely knives. They just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find a passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nine man, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Thank you.
right, so brief pause. I will be right back after these messages. I will leave the carrier on. All right, so let's grab the black book here. And we'll start out with this guy here.
Makes it look so easy, it looks so clean.
moves like God's immaculate machine, and he makes me think about all these extra moves I make, all this herky jerky motion, this bag of tricks it takes to get me through my working day. He gives his testimony, then he relaxes in the weeds. He's got the trick to last a lifetime. Oh, but that's all a pony needs. Yeah, that's all he needs.
We got in here. Actually, here we go.
Before, once or twice been on the floor, but I never loved no one the way that I I loved you. It was late in the evening, and all the music sipping through.
A little bit of Pink Floyd here. On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden, and the words that they say, which we won't understand. What's happening? It's just a case of other suffering. Or you'll find that you're joining in the turning away. It's a sin that somehow light is changing to shadow and casting its shroud over all we have known. Unaware the ranks have grown, driven on by a heart of stone. We could find that we're all alone in the dream of the proud. On the wings of the night, as the daytime is stirring, where the speechless unite in a silent accord, using words you will find are strange, mesmerized as they light the flame. Feel the new wind of change on the wings of the night. Thank you. So I still haven't quite gotten the balance right. I think I got the harmony is too quiet now, although at least nothing's being overdriven in it. So that's a good place to begin. And one of the classic problems with mixing, of course, is the everything's louder than everything else problem. I'll try to decide what. What to play from my plethora of choices here. All right, so I murdered this one yesterday, so hopefully I'll do better today. When you try your best, but you don't succeed. Get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. Love someone, but it goes to waste. Could it be worse? Oh. Lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you. Above or down below, when you're too in love to let it go. But if you never try, then you'll never know just what you're worth. Oh. Lights will guide. Better than last night's, anyway. I'm going to do one more here, if I can find it. Again, trying to perfect this one. Alarm goes off at 7, and you start uptown. You put in your 8 hours for the powers that have always been. Sing it, child, till it's 5 p.m. Are broke, you go downtown where your life's a joke. You go downtown where you buy your toke and you go home to Skid Row. Home to Skid Row. Yes, you.
Yeah. Okay, starting that one from the top.
Alarm goes off at 7. Start up down, you put in your 8 hours for the powers that have always been, till it's 5 p.m. And you go downtown where your folks are broke. You go downtown where your life's a joke. You go downtown where you buy your toke and you go. Stop downtown where the food is slop. Downtown where the hotbeds flop. And the snow down on Skid Row. Uptown you cater to a million jerks. Uptown your messengers and their room perks. Eating all your lunches at the hot dog carts. The bosses take your money and they break your hearts. Uptown you cater to a million whores. Disinfectorizer on their bedroom floors. Your job is really menial and you make no bread. And at 5 o'clock you head by Subway downtown, where the guys are drips. Downtown where they rip your slips. Downtown where relationships are no go. Down on Skid Row. Down. My life I've always been poor. I keep asking God what I'm for, and he tells me, gee, I'm not sure. Sleep that floor, kid. Oh, I started life as an orphan, a child of the streets, here on Skid Row. He took me in, gave me shelter, a bed, crust of bread and a job. Treats me like dead, calls me a slob, which I am. So I live downtown at your home address. You live downtown when your life's a mess. You live downtown where depression's just status quo. Down on Skid Row. Someone show me a way to get out of here, cause I constantly pray I'll get out of here. Please won't somebody stay, I'll get out of here. Someone give me my shot or I'll rot here. Show me how and I will, I'll get out of here. I'll start climbing uphill and get out of here. Someone tell me I still can get out of here. Someone tell Lady Luck that I'm stuck here. GHO would be swell to get out of here. Bid the gutter farewell and get out of here. I'd move heaven and hell to get out of Skid. I do, I don't know what to get out of Skid. But a hell of a lot to get out of Skid. People tell me there's not a way out of Skid, but believe me, I gotta get out of Skid Row.
Better. All right. Well, thanks for listening. I will. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, I have a gig. I'm thinking about it, store that configuration. So I will be back on Friday with more of the same, plus experiments in harmony and signal processing. And yeah, that's it.